Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Donald Trump just got off the phone with Vladimir Putin, and he revealed immediately that he continues to get rolled each and every phone call. He has no real plan, and he doesn't even fully understand the game that's being played by Putin. Now, let me remind you, this comes off the back of Trump not being seen on camera for 4 days straight, which isn't inherently unique, but it is for Trump because he is addicted to being on camera, and this is the longest stretch thus far in Trump Part 2 that he hasn't been seen in front of any cameras in a very intentional way. Now, it happened to coincide with Operation Spiderweb, which was Ukraine's incredibly successful mission into Russia, where they had multiple trucks drive in, wait there for months, and then drones deployed out of the top and destroyed 40 Russian bombers. A huge win for Ukraine. Off the back of that, they bombed Kerch Bridge. So it's been a solid week. The only thing is, what's expected is now a retaliation from Russia. And Putin confirmed that on the call with Trump. Now, there are a few infuriating pieces about this. Number one, Trump didn't seem to push back. Trump almost makes Putin seem like the victim in this situation. And then Trump declares that he's not going to put sanctions on Russia. That is one of our biggest pieces of leverage. Now is when you double down. Use your leverage, make Putin scared, shake him up a little bit, but Trump can't do that. Trump looks up to Putin in a very twisted way. Let's read some of these tweets. Richard Woodruff, who's a British man volunteering in Ukraine, said, "I'm sorry, America, but fuck your president. What a spineless twat." I agree. You don't have to be sorry, man. You're in there fighting on the front lines. I agree. "No, we will destroy you if you do this. Just yes, boss," which is true. I'll read the tweet in 1 second, but Trump is essentially like, "Yes, boss, you can strike whoever you want." Putin just said, and very firmly, that he will have to respond to the recent attack on the airfields. Trump just finished a 75-minute phone call with Putin. Mike Pence tweeted out 24 hours ago, before the phone call happened, "Putin doesn't want peace. Putin wants Ukraine. The time has come for President Trump and the U.S. Senate to enact harsh sanctions on Russia and increase military support for Ukraine. Only American strength will bring Putin to the table to achieve a just and lasting peace." We don't talk enough about the fact that Donald Trump put tariffs on every single country except for Russia and North Korea, and now refuses to place more economic sanctions on Russia when that is a huge leverage point that he could use in the war. What kind of deal maker are you? We have multiple leverage points over Russia, and you keep reeling back. It's almost like you are pro-Russia in your Western line. And let me say, I actually am going to take a guess here. Most Republicans in Congress are pro-Ukraine, if I had to guess. A lot of them have voted for pro-Ukraine bills. A lot of them during the Biden era came out in support, heavy support of Ukraine, but now they follow Trump's lead, which is incredibly scary. But if you made it this far in the video, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to join the Mockler Media Network that we're building. We're about to ramp it up hard. Someone said, "The weakest president in the history of the United States. Trump has decided not to sanction Russia. He mentions no warning to Putin about retaliation for the strikes and ensuring that he does not aim at civilians. He is a traitor to the West. He makes me sick to my stomach." Now, Charlie Kirk, this one is annoying. Charlie Kirk said, "The most important thing happening in the world right now isn't tariffs or the BBB. It's the quickly escalating war between Ukraine and Russia. Most people aren't paying attention, but we're closer to nuclear war than we've been since this began in 2022. I think Putin is bluffing when he talks about nukes. I genuinely do. But Charlie Kirk, you have no room to talk. You have softly taken a pro-Russia stance, sometimes explicitly taken a pro-Russia stance. But what Charlie Kirk does is he plays this both sides game. Both sides need to stop fighting. Both sides are striking and striking, which is implicitly taking this pro-Russia stance because he's not being morally clear. Russia got invaded. They are defending themselves. And when they do strike back, they follow international law by striking specific military targets and hitting bombers rather than children. Charlie Kirk also doesn't understand that if World War III does start, or if a nuclear war does start, it'll be Russia that starts it. Russia is the one with imperial ambitions that would march through Europe in a heartbeat if they could. The only reason Vladimir Putin hasn't marched through Europe is because Biden. President Biden is literally the only reason. And let's check out this tweet from Trump. He said, "I just finished speaking by telephone with President Vladimir Putin of Russia. The call lasted approximately 1 hour and 15 minutes. Let's see what our brilliant deal-making negotiation president got done in this 1 hour and 15 minutes. You had 75 minutes to make progress. I guarantee Trump didn't get firm once. He was like a scared little puppy. We had discussed the attack on Russia's docked airplanes by Ukraine and also various other attacks that have been taking place by both sides." Not both sides. Come on, stop doing this. "It was a good conversation." Come on. "But not a conversation that will lead to immediate peace. President Putin did say, and very strongly, that we will have to respond to the recent attacks on the airfields." And Trump, you pushed back, right? Nope, then he pivots. "We discussed Iran and the fact that the time is running out on their decision pertaining nuclear weapons, which must be made quickly. I stated to Putin that Iran cannot have nuclear weapons, and on this, I believe that we were in agreement." He's so desperate to be in agreement with one thing on Putin. "President Putin suggests that he will participate in the discussions with Iran and that he could perhaps be helpful in getting this brought to a rapid conclusion. It is, in my opinion, that Iran has been slow walking their decision on this very important matter and will need a definitive answer in a very short period of time." Holy shit. Vladimir Putin literally tricks the fuck out of this guy every single time. Vladimir Putin's KGB skills are impressive. He finds something Trump wants. He knows what Trump wants, and he exploits that by saying, "Yeah, man, I could step in and help you with Iran. Of course I'll do that. Of course I could be someone. I could place a lot of pressure on them." And then Trump and Putin agree that Iran is slow-walking the deal, while Putin is the one slow-walking any sort of peace deal or any sort of deal at all with Trump. You know what Trump should have done is continued Biden's policy. If Trump were truly this, like, big, blusterous, what's the word I'm looking for? Bolsterous, whatever the fuck. If he was this big authoritarian dude on the global stage that he really wanted to be, then he would come down on Russia. But I guess he's so authoritarian that he likes the authoritarianism. If this dude were really as strong as he thinks he is, why wouldn't he just yell at Vladimir Putin in the Oval Office like he's done with Zelensky, Ramaphosa, many other leaders? Why doesn't he actually apply pressure instead of just spending half of his post talking about Iran? He spent more of the post talking about Iran than he actually did Russia and Ukraine in the war. Look at this. I'm highlighting the Iran part. More of it spent about Iran. And then most of it sounds like he feels bad. He says both sides, and they're going to have to respond. So in this section, he's just feeling bad for Putin and basically justifying the response. In the beginning, it's just an intro. There's nothing of substance here. We may have the worst president of the United States. And sorry, I'm getting worked up, but this war is continuing because Trump is not being strong. Trump promised on day one, let me remind you, on day one, he said the war was ending, and nothing has gotten done. He's actually some has gotten done. He's given Russia more and more land and territory, and he's given Ukraine less weapons and intelligence. That's what's gotten done. If you appreciate the movement that we're building, all that I ask is that you drop a like, subscribe. I have a fun debate with Blair White coming out tonight, a trans conservative commentator. So stick around for that. Subscribe and let me know if you're ready. See you all in the next one. Peace out.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.